Welcome to Pork Therapy.
Yes, welcome. We're glad you're back.
It's Mike here.
And this is Stephanie. And we have no co-host tonight. We're back on the Pork Therapy love seat.
We haven't been on the love seat for a long time, actually. Like a couple weeks, maybe.
Really? Well, that's because you were busy. Yeah. Mike has some personal news in his life. He moved to a place in the world with no cell phone reception, no internet.
Ouch.
And if he...
And apparently no sanity.
And I can't contact him to save my life. It's very frustrating. I send him text messages, and he ignores me. And
I don't ignore. I just don't get.
And he doesn't get them for like 2 days, and then he writes back, and he's like, oh sorry, thanks for the text message last Tuesday.
Shit.
Yeah, we need to find a way to work that out or something.
Yeah, I may not be able to live there without... You know, internet connectivity or phone connectivity or something.
It's such a huge part of our lives. You know?
Maybe technology should be the topic of a...
Oh, hey, that's a good idea.
...of a pork therapy.
Yeah, I like that. Well, we did one on Failbook, right? And how
right.
it, like, just
now
fucks up your life.
Technology is a piece of crap. That's one thing I'm not missing, not having the internet.
One thing, but everything else about the internet you probably
definitely.
Miss. Anyway, well,
so,
I'm really glad to be here on the couch with you, Mike. And
where communication
is key in all relationships. Oh, wow.
That was a beautiful
thing. Might have been the best one yet. So, as we sit here in the Pork Therapy couch and mobile studio, what are we discussing tonight?
A short question. What makes a meaningful gift? I don't know if it's going to be simple. I guess we'll find out now.
It's never really simple because we always make it convoluted, right?
we always convolute and confuse and
conflate and do all kinds of things with
but
star
also,
with a C, right?
Also, we always, probably always, don't really understand what the question asker is asking, and we don't, you know, they're not here to clarify. So maybe we should switch the format to like Skype where people can call in or text us while we're recording or something.
Like
so,
a chat.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I like that idea.
Yeah, let us know what you think of that
idea. You hate chat because you can't understand sarcasm and think.
Yeah, but it's
sarcasm.
Good for sarcasm.
Cirque du Soleil. Yeah. Anyway.
I don't understand circumcision over chat.
If I could talk, I would have said that you don't like chat because you can't understand.
Yeah, it's really poor form
nuances
of communication.
Nuances of conversation,
right? But it's better than nothing if, like, we don't have a chat, if we don't have the question asker there, we don't know what they're thinking if we're confused. Whereas if they could at least chat us, they could say, no, I meant this.
But then we can just pontificate about their question.
Yeah, because that usually wastes 3 minutes or so, and that's, you know, good podcast.
We've been doing good so far, then. We've been doing well, I should say, the grammatically correct.
Oh, I've been doing good. Oh. I've been doing good in the world.
Yes, you sure have, Mike. All right, well, should we actually get to the question?
Sure.
All right, well, the question asker wants to know, what makes a meaningful gift? I think that's a good question. You know, it's fair. It's the holiday season, right? People are getting each other gifts left and right.
The first thing that comes to mind, not to answer the question, this is just like a Rorschach inkblot test. The first thing that comes to my mind is Seinfeld's re-gifting.
Oh, I wrote an article about that once.
Yeah, on Lou Rockwell, I read it.
Oh, cool. Yeah, re-gifting, I know. It's
so,
pretty funny.
Obviously, if there's re-gifting going on, the gift...
The person doesn't like the gift. It wasn't that meaningful.
Well, you know, it wasn't that meaningful to receive, but maybe the giver found a lot of meaning in it, and they're just, you know, bad at knowing what the other person will want. Or maybe they just, you know, dug something off the bottom of their closet at the last minute because they forgot to get a gift or something. Who knows?
Yeah, that seems more likely.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean... That's actually a good point, because do both people have to find the gift meaningful in order for it to really be meaningful?
Well, maybe it depends on who's asking the question. Again, we need clarification!
Yeah, I guess we do. Let's talk about if you were going to get a gift for someone and you wanted it to be a meaningful gift, what would you get? Like, what criteria does a meaningful gift fulfill?
The person who receives it. For me, for it to be meaningful to me,
talk about you.
The person who receives it must really want it, and usually
really
be,
want it.
Yeah, be surprised or not want it, but be pleased to have gotten it.
So when
it.
You come on a girl's face, that counts, right?
It's a gift,
really
baby,
want it, and they're surprised when it happens.
If they're surprised, they're doing it wrong.
Oh,
what do they think was going to come out? Flowers?
Oh, I'm sorry, that was pretty vulgar. Flowers. Really?
How could you be surprised at that ending?
Yeah, that's really true.
Nope, we're not editing that out.
This is devolving rapidly into a very puerile conversation.
Like they all do.
So, okay, so seriously, back to your points. It has to be...
For it to be meaningful to me, they have to really want it,
and they have to be surprised that you got it for them.
Right, because if they're not surprised, I don't know, it's just not... It's not... I guess...
Why does they have to be surprised?
I don't know.
Don't you think it would be more meaningful if you asked someone...
What do you want?
What do you want for a gift?
And
what
then I give it to you.
Yeah.
I guess that could be meaningful.
Because then you know exactly what they want, right?
Yeah, but I guess that's... Maybe this is important, because... Mm-hmm. If you know a person pretty well...
Actually, none of this is important.
Actually, that's a good point. That's an important point about this non-importance.
Go ahead. I interrupted you again.
Again?
It has to happen at least a couple times every episode.
Minutes.
Every minute. Okay, so go on. What were you saying?
I don't know. What was I saying?
You were saying about the surprise, the element of surprise.
Okay.
Like Chuck Norris in the periodic
table,
right?
Because if he doesn't speak...
What? The element of surprise. You've never heard that one?
But nice tangent. Now I forgot what I'm saying again.
It's about the surprise factor.
Okay. So why is the surprise important? Because if someone tells you what they want and you get it, that's probably very nice and good and all that, and it's just not my style. However, if you know
that's
someone...
That's not how you roll.
That's not how I roll. If you know someone well enough to kind of know what they will want... I think that means something or says something.
Yeah.
I got you this thing because I know there's 17 options, you know, 17 choices of models, and I know in addition to this thing, I could have gotten you that kind of thing or this bigger thing or the thing you put on your head or whatever, but I knew you'd want this thing. And so if you do like it, that means I know you at least that well. I think that means something.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think that, like, any gift that shows that you know something about the recipient, right?
Yeah.
Is a good gift because you're showing that I know this about you. I think that this would make you happy, and so I'm going to give you this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. I don't think it's necessary or important for a meaningful gift. I mean,
like
if you say...
You know, if you are... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you.
No, you.
Let's just do 5 minutes of no you.
Oh, no, please. No way.
No way. But yes way.
Oh, God, stop it. yes, anyway, if you're someone who let's say hates plants and doesn't like, or let's say you have cancer and you had chemotherapy and your immune system is weak and you can't have any plants in your house for a year, and someone gets you a plant for a Christmas present, well, that's not very thoughtful, right? Because they're showing they don't really know you, or
they don't know you,
like,
or
that.
They want you to die,
or maybe well, in that case,
either way,
it's
not thoughtful.
Overtly malicious.
Yes. You're
okay,
right.
That
You're
was
right.
not a good example.
No, I think it was, because either way, it's not very thoughtful.
Yes, it's not very thoughtful, right. Have you ever given a gift to someone as a malicious
thing? Oh, malicious? I don't think so. Have you?
No, I can't imagine doing that.
But like, it's interesting.
It would have to be, you'd have to get pretty crafty to be
able
to...
Yeah, I mean, and if you're going to piss someone off, why would you, like, spend money to do it?
Yeah, exactly. Why would you spend money?
Oh, I'm going to piss them off so bad and buy them a new car.
What about gag gifts? Are gag gifts meaningful? I think sometimes they are.
I think they are.
Because sometimes they're fun. They're
funny,
so funny.
They just
and
introduce
they show,
laughter.
Yeah, they,
I guess it depends. Are you like a gag
gift
to make gift fun
of laughter.
Someone?
No, like a gag gift
for
an inside joke that you know expresses something that... I think that qualifies as a meaningful gift.
I've
right?
stopped giving gifts in my life for Christmas and... I don't know, what other, are there any other
awesome.
Gift-giving holidays?
Hanukkah, hello.
Any of them. Hello.
Hello. Actually, in Israel, they don't even give gifts on... Hanukkah is like the most minor holiday in Israel, right?
The only time I give gifts are for birthdays sometimes, because I'd like, you know, if I like someone, their birth is something worth celebrating.
Yeah.
Christmas to me isn't. And also, just out of the blue.
Baby Jesus, no.
Nope.
Mike Barsky, yes.
And don't conflate the two.
Oh, I don't know. You're a little too Jewish.
Oi. And I'm not.
Yes, we have a comment from the Peanut Gallery that said, gift cards, worse than cash. Which I absolutely agree with that statement. It's like, if you're going to get someone a gift, and you're going to give them something impersonal, like cash, right?
I want to get you a gift. Now you go out and do the work of getting it.
But it's like saying, here, I don't want to give you money because I think that's too impersonal, but here's this like fake money that you can only spend at one place.
Store.
And it's never, you know that like whatever you buy, it's never going to come out to equal the exact right. amount of the gift card. So you're always going to have some left over.
Or
you're going
to spend their
own. You have to spend their own money. What kind of a gift is that?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. That is pretty funny.
It is.
I also think, though, like, that, you know, gifts, sometimes people expect gifts, right? It's kind of like a social convention,
yeah, like
right?
for Christmas.
Like, for Christmas,
or
yeah.
Or even for their birthday.
They get you a gift, and they expect that you're going to get them a gift in return, and they kind of expect that the gifts are going to be equal value, right? And it's like, if you're going to have that expectation...
Here's a McDonald's
why
hamburger.
Get gifts at all?
Yeah.
It's, why don't you just keep your money and buy something you want
for yourself? Yeah,
it's,
I don't
instead
get it.
Of this very inefficient, like...
And then there's and, like, in my opinion... Then there's traditional gifts, like weddings.
Yeah, weddings.
I mean, a lot
oh,
of people
man.
Would find some, that worth something.
Well, at
that
least a wedding, usually they have a registry, right? So you know,
yeah, how about
you
that?
Know what they want. They're asking.
Yeah, they're not. That's not even, how is that a gift?
Yeah.
We're begging for these items.
Right.
Buy them for me.
We're going to invite you to this big party that we're having and spending all this money on, so you better get us a gift.
Yeah. And then there's, like,
actually,
etiquette behind those gifts. Like,
oh, yeah, you're supposed to spend a certain amount of money, right?
And
you're
supposed
to spend, like,
supposed
at least $100, right?
Oh, my God, really?
I've heard that before. I don't know if it's... I don't really know. I've only been to one wedding recently. I actually went with you. You were my date.
That's right. That was our first date.
That's right. That was fun. We had a good time.
And but then I think you're supposed to buy... Or you're supposed to give the wedding gift, like, within a year of the wedding or some... You know, supposed to what? It's but like Miss
oh,
Manners
that's right.
or something.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
Some
you're supposed to give it within a year,
rules.
Right?
Who knows?
Like even if you didn't go to the wedding, right? You're supposed to give a gift within a year.
How meaningful is a gift when
that's just bullshit?
When,
it's like
when it's something they've asked for and they need, and it's not fun, and it's like, hi, congratulations, here's a toaster. What is that? What does that mean to someone?
Yeah, I know. I agree. Well, what if you're getting them like a like some satin sheets that they can
consummate
their...
Oh, yeah, that could be fun, especially if they didn't ask for it. Or what if you get them some lingerie or some sex toys or something? Or
sex toys? Yeah, that would be a great wedding gift,
yeah,
right? Because they could have
right.
pleasure with each other.
Or depending on who they are, maybe they're really responsible, and you get them like a year supply of condoms or whatever.
That's right. Or you get them a.
But, you know, yeah. I just think it'd be a lot more meaningful if you put thought into it instead of went down a list, see which ones weren't already purchased. Oh, here's one that's $50. Here's
right.
one that I can afford that
yeah,
no one bought
one
yet.
I
I'll take it.
Right.
That's just not too meaningful to me.
Yeah.
It's just like rote. Oh, yeah. I'm going to a wedding. Must buy gift. Here it is.
I didn't know that a robot was invited to that wedding.
That's pretty robotic the way the wedding gifts are pretty
robotic.
Much done.
Oh, this is turning into a rant about gifts.
Okay, so
what about the gifts that you really want to give? Like, so, okay, I think part of what makes a meaningful gift is that the other person is not, like, expecting it.
Yes.
That's the surprise that I think you were referring to before, right?
I think that's the most important, because the two reasons...
If
well,
someone's like, oh, give me a gift, and then you give them a gift, like,
right.
oh, thanks. What does that mean?
Right.
I mean,
so I give gifts on birthdays sometimes, and that I enjoy doing that because I enjoy the person.
Yes.
But they're kind of expecting a gift because it's their birthday.
Right.
When I give gifts just for the hell of it, because I like you and you've helped me or whatever,
like you gave
you
me
go.
The googly worm.
The googly worm.
Okay, that was,
the blue.
That's a great example of a meaningful
I enjoy giving
gift.
Those more.
You, we were, should we tell
sure.
the story?
In fact, by the time this is a podcast, maybe the googly worm will be our logo.
Oh, that would be awesome. Oh, there's googly and then there's son of googly. So I guess this is just the original googly,
yes,
right?
Yes, I had nothing to do with the son of googly.
So we were in Keene and we were playing cards and we had to go to some convenience store to get a deck
get
of cards
that
so we could play. We had everything. We bought like tokens and we brought food and we brought a picnic, but we forgot the cards. Of course, it's classic. So so we go into this, I don't know, this store, and by the cards there was a rack of, how would you describe
googly
it?
Googly worms. They're
googly
like,
worms.
They're like foot long, 3-inch.
But they stretch to over 10 feet. They're amazing
really?
Critters. Yeah, you
it's rubber them? With like.
With little projections coming
yeah,
off of it.
Yeah, porcupine bristles
but
all over the
soft.
Place.
But they're soft.
Yeah.
They're nice. You
and
know,
two big
you.
bubbly eyes on the top.
Googly eyes.
Googly eyes.
Yeah.
And then
it lights up.
Yeah, if you
How
smack
cool
it on a desk or something, it lights up with flashing colors.
Well, you're not supposed to smack it. You're supposed,
oh,
to,
you're supposed to
gently
smack it.
Stroke it. And
no, I think you're thinking of a different toy.
Why? That one doesn't light up. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I saw this thing, and I just went bananas. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I loved playing with it, and I thought it was just really cool. But I left it at the store because I wanted to just get going and play cards. And then, a couple days later, Mike went back, and he bought the Googly Worm for me.
There was one in the store.
And there was one left.
And I even went to, like, another CVS, and they didn't have them.
Really? I didn't know you went to all that trouble to get the Googly. I can't believe it. See, that just makes it even more meaningful.
Okay, so does effort make it more meaningful? Like, if I
climbed up Mount Everest labor theory and brought down a rock here. For you? Yeah, because, right? The labor theory of value, I guess, is in its very simplistic terms that, like, the more work you put into something, the more valuable it is. Which I think is pretty easily, like, established as total bullshit.
Yeah.
But
that's ridiculous.
Some people have this emotional notion that, you know, the more time you spend, like, digging a hole in your backyard and then filling it back in is a good example, right? The more time you spend on something, the more it means, right? Or the more valuable it is to them. And I guess if you
that directly equates to the more money you spend, because money is time.
Well, Marxist sense, I don't think they would say that's true. I think they only count labor, right? I don't know what he had to say about it. I didn't pay too much attention.
Reading him, I'm saying that you can't have money if you don't spend your time. So if someone says, you know, it's more valuable if you put more time into it, well, then they're also saying it's more valuable if you spent more on it.
I guess, but value is subjective. And so, you know, somebody, for instance, might, you know, buy me a piece of jewelry that was really expensive. But if I don't like that piece of jewelry, then it doesn't mean much to me. I don't value it as much as whatever they spent on it.
Right.
So,
and that's, it's a good
example. Which is why I think sometimes, you know, we could go on a rant about diamond rings, right? I'm not really a big fan of diamonds. I think that they're way overvalued, and pretty soon they're going to be able to grow them in a dish somewhere, right, in the lab.
Yeah.
And they're going to drastically come down in price, and De Beers has this monopoly with a lot of, like, unethical, like, mining conditions and stuff like that.
And everyone who's already has, you know, $10,000 diamonds, they're suddenly going to be worth $2,000 or $500.
Or $2. And they're all slowly turning to coal anyway, right, because of entropy and, right, the carbon.
Very slowly.
The carbon is gradually over thousands of years turning into coal.
Oh, anyway, that's a concern.
All right. This is getting into the realm of the ridiculous here, but
my diamond ring is 0.0001% coal. Oh no!
I want to walk around wearing a lump of coal on my finger to say that I'm not married.
I'm ahead of the game, right?
I'm ahead of the game.
Someone gave me this gift 2,000 years ago.
Yeah. Oh god. Oh. Anyway, I forget where we were going with this, but
I don't know.
Diamonds
are not forever.
No, they're not forever. They're not a girl's best friend. I guess maybe we were saying that some people really value diamonds, but maybe some people don't value them, right?
Right. I mean, if someone does, great. Then getting them a gift of a diamond would probably be a meaningful gift.
That's nice.
And
I'm
especially
sure
if you
like
surprise
that.
Them. I mean.
Oh, I remember. Okay, I remember where I was going.
We actually had a point.
No, we never really have a point. No, but the diamond, people, you know, men will get women, heterosexual couples of men will get women diamonds and propose marriage to them, right? But sometimes they'll just pick out a diamond ring without consulting their girlfriend or fiance. And I don't think that's a wise idea. Like, if she's going to supposedly wear this for the rest of her life, she should like the diamond, right? She should pick it out herself.
That's interesting, because if it's a gift and if he knows her, he's going to pick something she likes. Or
maybe
she'll like it even more because he put thought into it. He thinks she likes it.
Or maybe she'll like it no matter what because it's from him.
Maybe you're right. She only wears gold and not silver, and he doesn't know this, and he picks out a silver ring because it's really pretty.
Right.
Then, you know, what's she going to do? I don't like the gift that you gave me to represent our marriage. Or wear it for as long as they're married and not like it.
Yikes. Right. Yeah.
That's when communication comes in.
Yeah, communication. Communicate. And really, why would you want to get a state marriage anyway?
Well, even though we're talking about meaningful gifts. Yeah, right. No state license.
Yeah,
no state marriage.
I'm talking about marriage in the community sense.
Yes,
not state enforced monopoly on love between two
monopoly
people.
Monopoly on love. Even though we're talking about, theoretically, talking about meaningful gifts, and even though we're already at 20 minutes, we could talk about.
So wait, what were the criteria about a meaningful gift? It shows that you know the person. Right?
I don't know for me, the criteria are, I already forgot. One is surprise, and one is that they want to receive it. That, you know, that they're happy they got it.
Yeah. they're happy they got it. But some people, like, you know, for instance, there was someone who,
I mean,
who gave me a flower that he had sculpted out of aluminum foil.
Okay.
And that was a really meaningful gift. I had no idea that this was coming, and I got the flower, and I thought, that's the sweetest thing ever.
That could fulfill both gifts.
It was, you know, it was a piece of fucking foil, right? But it's pretty much free, but it was really meaningful because I thought it was sweet, right?
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be expensive.
No,
right?
I think that fulfills both of my criteria.
It was surprise, and it
something you wanted.
Thought.
Yeah, thought, yeah. And he knew you'd like the shape or the idea or the timing or whatever it was that you liked about it.
Yes. What else makes a meaningful gift? Is that pretty much it? I just think that it shows that you know the person. I don't think money is a bad gift either.
And enjoy the person.
What do you think, Mike?
I mean,
what do you think about that? Like,
what?
Some people think that money is not a good gift because it's impersonal.
Well, I think it's
I just think it's liquid. I mean,
it is. It's fairly unimaginative.
I guess you could say that. But what if the person wants money? I mean, who doesn't want money, right?
Well, I mean, true. Yeah, it's not a bad gift. It's just not very imaginative. It doesn't show much thought.
Precious metals. Like, if I gave you a silver.
Well, that's slightly different than money
for,
I mean, besides the fact that it is real money, it's also rarer to come by in this society, so you put a teensy bit of thought. Instead of giving you 100
ferns, someone who's into it.
Yeah, I'll give you 5 ounces of silver or whatever. So it's a slight bit more of thought. And also, silver, you can have many, how many rounds of silver are there? 20? 50?
Yeah.
So you could put some thought into which silver you're getting them, etc.
Yeah.
So there's some thought involved, and ferns there's not.
What about the people, have you ever had the experience where someone gets you a gift that they would want themselves?
Yeah, oh yeah. Definitely.
I get that a lot. Like, for instance, one of my family members one time who is has always been a very staunch environmentalist of the liberal kind of persuasion. This person gave me a DVD of An Inconvenient Truth for Christmas a couple of years ago.
They gave you a lesson.
Yes, they gave me a lesson.
How meaningful.
And I just looked at it and I was like, wow.
It actually,
thanks.
You know what? Here's the meaning you can derive from that. They don't care about you.
Yeah, they just gave me a gift that wanted to preach to me about something, right? So, I mean, and that gift showed that they, you know, they probably didn't know me that well because, I guess I could watch the movie, but I probably wasn't too interested in that. I'm not really interested in climate science or anything like that, and maybe that movie doesn't really have much science in it. It's
perhaps
mostly just
hint,
propaganda. No. Anyway, are we done?
I think we're done. Maybe they can get a meaningful podcast out of this.
There's a fat chance of that happening.
Well, thank you for listening, and thanks for asking that question.
Yes, you have given us the gift of your listenership. What?
That We're 23 minutes into this. Did we even say who we are yet?
What? Who are we? What are you talking about?
You're Stephanie and I'm Mike. Did we say that?
Oh, yeah, we said that.
Phew.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we almost had a close one there. We said that. Well, let's say it again. This is Stephanie.
And this is Mike.
And this is Pork Therapy, and you've been listening to us. You can go to our website at porktherapy.com, and you can friend us on Facebook and go to facebook.porktherapy.com. And
you can follow us on Twitter at Twitter.
Follow our twits.
Right. Twitter.
You can become a twit.
Twitter.porktherapy.com. Something. Twitter.facebook. No, that's
not. And that's porctherapy.com because some people think it's PORK, but it's PORC. The same problem that they have with Porkfest, by the way. Don't go to porkfest.com.
Oh, really? PORKfest? Is that a porn site?
I don't know. I've heard bad things about it. I haven't really had the desire to find out.
So we're PORC as in you pine, as in porcupine.
You pine for us all every night.
Oh.
You pine away. Yes, we've porked ourselves enough.
All right, thanks for listening to this one.
Yes, goodbye. Until next time, we'll say.
Au revoir.
Oh, sayonara.
Shalom.
That was good.
Auf Wiedersehen. aloha. What else is there?
Just cut it.
Bienvenuti.
That's it.